It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Now to the financial fortunes of the presidential candidates as the numbers emerge from the month of July. Once again, the Romney fundraising operation has outpaced President Obama's. The Republican brought in one-third more than the Democrat, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Romney actually collected less in July than he had in June, but only slightly. His campaign announced today that its overall take for July was $101.3 million. That's a total from Romney for President, the Republican National Committee, and a joint fundraising committee called Romney Victory, Inc. The $101 million compares to $75 million for President Obama's reelection effort, a similar combination of candidate committee, party committee, and joint fundraising. Political scientist Randy Adkins at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, says July may still have included Romney's post-primary bounce.
It could be that we're seeing people who originally donated to, you know, Newt Gingrich or to Rick Santorum or other candidates in the campaign are now able to donate to Romney.
Romney's campaign says donors of $250 or less made 94% of the contributions. For President Obama, the small donor percentage was even higher, 98%. Adkins says that's good news for both candidates.
A lot of these people will be new donors to the campaign. They could continue to donate.
The Obama campaign did not disclose its cash on hand. That number is likely to be substantially less than the $186 million announced by Romney's staff. President Obama's strategists have spent unprecedented amounts on ground organizing in battleground states, and they've financed a massive TV campaign, although that is being outpaced by even more ads from the Romney campaign, a pro-Romney super PAC, and outside groups. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.